It's the review show after Liverpool went to Stamford Bridge and beat Chelsea by 2-1. With me to discuss it, I'm Dan Morgan, by the way. I've got Sean Rogers, Andy Heaton and Neil Jones. Neil, we'll look at how they line up. Chelsea feels like they very much get their lads back on the pitch, or the lads that they want on the pitch, in Mount and especially Kante. Seems like N'Golo Kante only plays against Liverpool in World Cup finals these days, but that's another discussion. Liverpool, as expected, they would be. I suppose Chelsea's the interesting one, really. Could he have done anything differently, do you think, Lampard, with his lineup and his shape?
Well, he obviously took a big risk with the left back, didn't he? Yes. He was a doubt for the game and got injured within, 15 minutes, if that. So, yeah, in hindsight, I think he wouldn't have taken that risk with Emerson. And actually, Alonso didn't do too bad when he came on for him.
Zouma doing well as well, in an attacking sense.
Yeah, and Zouma, they obviously lost Christensen, snapped by his own centre half colleague in the penalty area. So, you couldn't have really done it. I would have played Giroud against Liverpool because Giroud does well against Liverpool. But then you're saying, would you leave out Tammy Abraham after he scored 7 goals in, 4 games? So it would have been a strange one to do that. But I know if I was Liverpool, I'd have been far happier seeing Abraham on the team sheet than Giroud, because Giroud's in the past has caused Liverpool problems. I would probably have played Pulisic as well, because he caused Liverpool a lot of problems in the Super Cup, and I think that type of player would have done it. But I can see why he picked the team he did, and he obviously wanted to get Mount into the team. He's building something around him, I think, in an attacking sense. He wanted to obviously get Kante in the team as he should. And the other one, the other one's the left back, which he's taken a gamble, which hasn't paid off, and we've seen, a lot of people do that. You think of, even the cricket, we saw England did it with James Anderson, didn't he? And he just thought, come on, hopefully he gets through it and cross your fingers, and he hasn't. But from that perspective, if I'd have been the manager, I'd have had Giroud in the team.